Welcome, everyone, to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, we'll look at the ESPN NFL executive poll that has Aaron Rodgers at the head of the quarterback class and discuss whether that's enough for us to put our money on him for MVP. We'll preview the AFC East, and we'll tell you why being the Super Bowl favorites doesn't exactly mean that you will win on over your win totals if you are the Buffalo Bills, and I will give you my Mox Locks. Also, we're going to tell you why the Orioles' recent hot streak isn't something that you should put your money on right now. We're going to bring back our friend of the show, Kenny Vetsvig. Kenny, how's it going this week?
Good, Katie. Not too bad. Baseball's starting to heat up. You know, they call it the dog days of summer for a reason, so the dogs have been barking.
Yes, and you are always good with those underdog plays. I know that we had like a rough weekend. The three of us, you, me, and Danny, were talking about in our group chat. Danny and I kind of alluded to on Monday. But for people who are maybe new to betting, how do you bounce back or how do you go through some of those cold streaks and then, you know, still keep it strong to go through these dog days of summer?
Before I get into that, though, I do want to point out in that group chat, I told you and Danny to hammer the Red Sox on Sunday. And if you took my advice, you would have lost and paid.
I did not. I laid off for the weekend because I had a rough end to last week. But I knew that there was no way Danny, as a Yankees fan, was going to hammer the Red Sox there. But yeah, you were right. You were right.
Pat myself on the back for that one. But yeah, honestly, it's really just about being consistent, right? Like, baseball is a very long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So just being consistent in what you're doing. Like, I'll use me for an example. You know, the beginning of the season, a little bit of a cold start, favorites were cashing. What I was doing was not really working. But, you know, knowing that things, you know, always regress back towards the mean, just stayed consistent. I didn't deviate from my plan. I didn't start hammering big bets and chasing. That's never what you want to do. You never want to chase, because usually what you do is you just end up in a bigger hole when you do that. So, you know, it's just about staying consistent, staying disciplined, knowing that what you're doing is working, just may not be getting the right results right now. And then, you know, as long as you stay the course, stick to the plan, by the end of the season, you should come out on top.
All right. Well, we are going to stay to the course and stick to the plan as well. Don't go anywhere, Kenny, because I'm going to give you my mock thought for today. So an ESPN poll of team executives asked who the best quarterbacks were leading into the 2022 season. And the results are in. We got Aaron Rodgers, who leads the list, followed by Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, and Joe Burrow. But when looking at the odds for NFL MVP, Allen is the favorite at plus 700, Mahomes at plus 800, Brady at plus 900, and Rodgers is tied with one of our favorites over here, Kenny, Justin Herbert at plus 1,000. So who is the smartest bet to put your money on for MVP? I'm going to go with the chalk here because I think Josh Allen at plus 700 is still good value. The kid's a stud. I mean, obviously, I'm hot on the Bills. I've been hot on them for a couple seasons now. I think they could have actually won the Super Bowl last year. They got out of the AFC Championship game just by a total bad beat of a bad toss. That's why they weren't able to get into that. I think that they could have definitely beat the Rams last year. So look, I'm hot on them. I like Josh Allen plus 700. He's a dual threat quarterback. He's been getting better every single year. He basically has all the same weapons, even though the only one he really needs is Stephon Diggs. They've also added Jamison Crowder to the mix. If I look at the other quarterbacks here, we got Mahomes. He's got no Cheetah. I don't know really how that's going to shake out for the Chiefs. Brady, no Gronk, no AB. Chris Godwin injured. They're hopefully comes back for week one, but who really knows? And Rodgers has no Adams. I don't think they're going to win 13 games without Davante Adams. So I'm going to go Josh Allen plus 700 for my MVP. All right, we're going to bring Kenny Vetsvig back in here for Capper's Corner. Kenny, you heard what I had to say. I'm hot on Josh Allen, which you usually are not. Who do you like for MVP this year?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was not Josh Allen's biggest fan last season, but he did, you know, he did earn my respect, especially in that playoff game, right, between them and the Chiefs.
God.
In my opinion, one of the top three games in NFL history. I'm not going Josh Allen, though. I'm going to go Joe Burrow. Plus 1,300, Joe Scheisty, right? We saw what he did last year coming off of that ACL injury. Took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. I didn't think so. I don't think you thought so. I don't think there are many people who thought the Bengals were getting to the Super Bowl last year.
No.
But he did it. You know, he still has Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. He's weapons all around. The offensive line was terrible last year. They should be a little bit better this year. So I'm curious, right? Joe Burrow, a little more protection. I think he's poised to have another big season. So yeah, I'm going to go Joe Burrow at plus 1300 to take some hardware home for us.
I like that. I think there's a lot of value there at plus 1300. I love, you know, Joe Shiesty, Joe Cool, if you will, even though I have a problem with that considering I'm a big Niners fan. But I agree with you. The only thing that worries me about Joe Burrow is that the AFC has just gotten a lot tougher. I'm not sure that the Bengals win as many games as they did last year. But then to your point, I didn't think they'd win as many games as they did last year and make it all the way to the Super Bowl. So it's hard to bet against someone like Joe Burrow. The kid's just a winner.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, at every level of football in high school, you know, at LSU, we saw what he did there, historic season in college football. And then he comes into the NFL and there was a lot of critics, right? He gets hurt his rookie season, a lot of question marks. What is he going to do coming off of that injury, his second year in the league? And he just shut up every critic, you know, saying any type of negative feedback on Joe Burrow. So, yeah, I'm one of his biggest fans. Plus 1300, give me all of it, you know, because when you look at his competitors, you know, Brady, Rodgers, Josh Allen, significant difference in the price value. And you talked about it, you know, Aaron Rodgers loses Devontae Adams. So huge drop off there. Tom Brady, another year older, but no Gronk, no AB. So a couple question marks there. And then Mahomes, no Cheetah, I think is going to be a huge difference in that offense. I don't think Tyreek Hill gets enough credit for just how much field he opened up for everyone else, right? Like, you have to account for the fastest player in the league. It just really opens up the field for like a Travis Kelce and those other guys. So I think the Chiefs are going to take a step back this year.
And you know what? I'm happy about that. I feel like the Chiefs have ruled a little bit too long. I'm ready for someone else. So, okay, I love that. Let's talk long shots here, though. Let's make the people rich. Who's your best long shot to win this award?
So, I mean, it's a modest long shot. I think he's plus 2,000 right now. We're going Lamar Jackson. Coming off the injury, I know you touched on it earlier in the show about that top 10 list that came out. No Lamar Jackson in the top 10 quarterback in the NFL. It's just – that's – Insane.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so he took some shots back. He tweeted out, "Silence is golden." You know, there's a lot of reports coming out of training camp that he's bulked up. He looks, you know, in the best shape of his career. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you look at what they were doing last year before he got hurt, they were one of the top teams in the AFC. He was top 10 in the NFL in rushing. You know, he doesn't get the credit for being a passer. He's one of the, I think he's top three in passer rating. Yes. So, you know, everyone talks about how he's just a runner and escapes the pocket, but he's actually a very good passer. So yeah, plus 2000, he won it in 2019. He's still on his rookie contract, last year of that contract. So, you know, he's looking for a big payday and I fully expect him to come into this season and just ball out. So yeah, give me Lamar Jackson at plus 2000.
I love that. And like you referenced already, I thought that the Ravens as a long shot, you know, to win the Super Bowl were at really good odds as well for the same reason. I think because they were so decimated with injuries and Lamar does have this stigma around him that he can't win big games, which I feel like he's silenced to a certain extent. But like people forget how good this Ravens team actually is and that Lamar Jackson is a top 10 quarterback and he is a special, special guy. And I do think that his throwing has been getting better. You just alluded to that. He's crazy, you know, running. And doing all of the rushing, but I agree with you. I like that. But if I'm going like real long shot here, Kenny, I'm taking Jonathan Taylor plus 5,000. And yes, he's not a quarterback and typically this will go to quarterbacks. But last year, I feel like things got shaken up a little bit with Jonathan Taylor and of course, Cup with the Rams. They were both serious MVP candidates last season. He led the league in rushing with 106 yards per game. He had 18 rushing touchdowns, 2 receiving touchdowns, and he basically carried the entire team on his back last year. He's got Matt Ryan now, which I think is a step up at quarterback. At plus 5,000 for, I know you're laughing at this, but it's a modest step up here. But at plus 5,000, why not?
I don't think it's a modest step up. I think Matt Ryan compared to Carson Wentz is a huge step up. So I don't hate it. The last running back to win the award was Adrian Peterson in 2012. So it would be fitting, right? You know, 10-year anniversary of the last time a quarterback didn't win the award. Maybe Jonathan Taylor takes it. At plus 5,000, I don't hate it. But like you said, it really is a quarterback award at the end of the day. So, you know, I wouldn't go crazy putting, you know, your life savings on Jonathan Taylor to win it.
No, but a sprinkle at plus 5,000 if we're looking at long shots. I mean, come on, let's go, Kenny. Let's maybe sprinkle a little bit on Taylor here.
Definitely worth a sprinkle. And as the season goes on, that's going to drop, right? Like, that's not going to be plus 5,000 at week five, week six, because we know what Jonathan Taylor is. He's going to perform. He's going to get in the end zone. He's going to run wild. So, I don't hate that one at all, especially the payday.
All right, now let's talk AFC East here. So the Bills are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, but let's look at their win total. There's a set really high to 11.5. They're tied, I believe, with the Bucks with the highest win total. Are you taking this over, which is at minus 140, pretty steep, or the under at plus 120 for the Bills here?
So, force bet, I'm going to go under. Yeah. It's tough because looking at their projected strength of schedule, they do have one of the easier ones in the division. And we've seen what Josh Allen does, the Bills offense, right? They just humming, they beat up on the weaker teams. So 11.5 though is kind of high, especially when you look at just the history of the league. It's really hard to win your division 2 years, 3 years in a row. Yep. That's why the Patriots dynasty was so impressive for how long they had their, you know, the stranglehold on that division. So looking at history and, you know, just kind of that, I think the Patriots win the division this year, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that as a biased fan. I actually think the Patriots have a shot to win the division.
Wow.
So I think the Bills will win 10, 11 games, and at plus money, give me the under.
I'm going to agree with you on this one. Now, obviously, we know I like the Bills. I think that they can win the entire thing this year. I think that Josh Allen can be the MVP. But at minus 140, just as principle, since this is set to so high for them to get 12 wins, I think it's a stay away for me. But if I had to take anything, I'd take the under here. They went 11-6 last year. They did win the AFC East. I actually think they can win this again. But the division is going to be slightly tougher than it was last year. And squeaking out 12 wins at minus 140, I just don't feel like there's good value there. So I agree with you in taking the under on this one. But they could very well win 12. I'm not going to put minus 140 on that.
Yeah, that's just a tough bet, right? And, you know, for people listening, sometimes you have to look at the price tag associated with it. So even if you think they're going to win 12 plus games, the minus 140 price that you're laying for that, it's just not really an advantageous bet, because there's, especially in the NFL season, there's so many variables that, you know, could happen during the season, that laying that type of juice on that bet, I don't really like it.
Okay, same. All right, let's talk about your Pats, the Patriots. They're set to 8.5. Okay, so over is at minus 130, under is at plus 110 on Caesar Sportsbook. You think they're winning the division, so obviously you're going over 8.5 here.
Yeah, 8.5. A little disrespectful, in my opinion.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, I know we lose Josh McDaniels, but we still have Bill Belichick, the best coach in all of sports. It's not even close. He's number one coach in football, basketball, hockey, whatever. He's better than everyone. So, you know, best coach, he's going to have those guys in the best position to win. Mac Jones, another year under his belt, a little more experience. Offensive line has taken a step up. We bring in Devontae Parker, who back in my fantasy days, I would always hear, Devontae Parker has all the tools to be a top five wide receiver in the league, but he just can't stay healthy for whatever reason. So maybe new change of scenery, maybe, you know, refreshes his career and he comes out and he balls out for us. So, yeah, I think the Patriots, 9 wins is very, very doable. Especially we looked at what they did last year. Running game, elite, hard to stop them on the ground. So, yeah, I think the Patriots easily go over that number. And like I said, I think they win that division.
I agree with you, too. I'm taking the over 8.5 here. I don't think they're going to win the division, but I do think that they added a lot defensively in free agency. I do think that Mac Jones is going to get better. He had some highlights last year that were extremely impressive. I think that's going to continue to improve there. And you already hit on this. Bill Belichick, he's only had 2 losing seasons in the 22-year career as the head coach of the Patriots. That was the very first season with the organization and then the first season without Tom Brady. So at 8.5 wins here, I definitely think that he could do it. I think they could split games with the Bills again. And just, you can't bet against Bill Belichick. Every time that you do, except for twice, it ends up not going your way. Okay, so let's now take a look at the Dolphins. This is an interesting one. Okay, they are set at 8.5 wins. Over is at minus 135. The under is at plus 115. A lot of shakeup here with Miami. What do you think? What are you taking?
I'm going to go under. You remember last week when we were talking, one of the commenters commented how the Chargers are that trendy team and you know, they're going to kind of fall on their face. I think it's actually the Miami Dolphins. I think they're that trendy team. All the hype around them, you know, they get Tyreek Hill, they add, you know, Tua's another year in, so a lot of hype around Tua. What is he going to do this year? I think the Dolphins go under. You know, we saw the start that they got off to last year. Terrible start. What are they, like 0-7 at one point? Defense is solid. They do have a solid defense, but the division is tough, right? They got the Pats, the Bills, and the Jets. But yeah, I like the under here. I don't think Tua, his game, I don't think it translates typically well into the NFL. I know adding Tyreek Hill is a step up for the receiving corps, but I just think there's going to be too much drama, right? I think, you know, him, Jalen Waddle, Tua's ball. I think there's just going to be drama in that locker room, right? You got Tyreek Hill going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua. So huge drop off in who's throwing him that ball. Yep. And we all know the wide receivers are just divas in the league. So I think Tyreek Hill midway through the season, he could start, you know, causing a little disruption in that locker room and ultimately disrupt everything they got going on there. And the new head coach too. So a couple angles pointing to that under, I like.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this one. I'm taking the under as well. This is at plus 115 on Caesars Sportsbook. What, they ended up 9-8 last year, but how much of that had to do with Brian Flores? I mean, he was an incredible coach, and I love Mike McDaniel. Obviously, I'm a 49ers girl, but I do think that letting go of Brian Flores and all of the drama that surrounds that, it's going to be hard to come back from. And like you said, they've got Tyreek Hill now. They added Mostert. They added, you know, Sony Michel, a bunch of big guys, but maybe it could be like the Lakers where you have a bunch of big guys come in, and it's really all about chemistry. And sometimes when you have a lot of all-stars, to your point, it creates friction in the locker room. It doesn't exactly lead to a lot of wins. And look, they've got to play the Bills and the Pats twice. And if I look at their first four games, they've got Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Bengals. They could go 0-4 to start the season. Obviously, they play the Jets, which sometimes the Jets end up beating them. They kind of play well together. So I'm going to go under on this as well. There's too many question marks and variables. And to your point, I just don't really believe into it. It's a make or break year for him. And they've given him all of the weapons he could possibly dream of. And I still don't think he's going to get it. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app ever. And honestly, the only one you need. It's not just about the big bonuses and boosts and promos that you get. It's the fact that every time you bet, whether you win or lose, you're earning towards the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. That's because when you download the Caesars Sportsbook app, you become a Caesars Rewards member. And that means perks. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, it's time for Moxie Mailbag. So we've got a question from Will in North Carolina. The Orioles are the hottest team in baseball. Is there a bet out there that I should be placing for them to keep this up? So that's a great question, Will from North Carolina. Here is some info from Caesars Sportsbook on the Orioles, who are back at 500 after winning 9 in a row. The Orioles' win total was as low as 58.5 in April, and now it's 75, which to me is crazy. Their odds to win the World Series, the AL pennant, and the AL East were cut in half over the weekend. Again, crazy. And there is a period of time on Tuesday when they received the most tickets and the most money to win both the World Series and the AL pennant. Kenny, is there any bet that you would place on the Orioles right now?
Wow. Wow. I never would have thought that the Orioles would be the most of anything to win the World Series. No, definitely not. I wouldn't put your money on this, Katie, let alone my own money. You know, the time to, if you felt like taking a flyer, putting in a lottery ticket, the time to put those bets in was before this weekend, before, like you just talked about, the odds have cut in half. So now you're getting poor value on a team that, you know, let's face it, we all know, nice story, great win streak they're on, but they're not winning the World Series. They're not winning they're not even going to make the playoffs, exactly. Right? They're what, 15 games behind the Yankees to win the division. And then you look at the wild card, you got the Red Sox, you got the White Sox, the Guardians, you got the Rays. There's so many better teams ahead of them. Don't save your money. Put it on Bitcoin or something if you feel like taking a gamble. Don't put it on the Orioles.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is crazy. I know people like to put their money on these long shots, but like you said, they're in the AL East, which is the toughest division in baseball. And even they've been on a streak, but this is going to end very soon, guys. They're playing at Chicago right now, which I have a bet on later today. And then they go to Tampa and visit the Rays, and then they have the All-Star break, and then they see the Rays and the Yankees again to start things off. The win streak is over, people. Don't put your money on the Orioles. Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, now we're going to get into my mocks locks. I've got two for you today, and Kenny has one. First up, I'm looking at the Cubs money line versus the Orioles tonight. So I'm already fading the Orioles. It's at minus 140. And this is interesting because the Cubs are 0-5 in their last five games. And the Orioles, like we alluded to, are 9-0. Baltimore is up in this series 1-0. However, before that, the Cubs have been perfect against the Orioles at Wrigley Field, currently 3-0 before the last night loss. We've got Steele versus Walker tonight, and they're pretty similar on the mound. They have very similar ERAs. Sharp money, though, is on Chicago tonight. It's got 36% of bets, but 90% of the money is on Chicago. Steele is coming off of a solid start. I think that the Cubs, flip the script here and get a win versus Baltimore.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Looking at yesterday, I almost actually bet the Cubs, and I just had a weird feeling about it. I stayed away, and I said if the Cubs drop this game, I'm definitely taking them tomorrow because the Orioles win streak is due to come to an end, especially now. It's getting all the hype, right? Like you turn on ESPN, you hear, oh, the Orioles, Cinderella team, they're on this 9-game win streak. When you start seeing things like that, it's usually when it's time to hop off that train. So, yeah, give me the Cubs at home. Spencer Watkins on the mound for the Orioles. He's got his ERA is around a 4.1. His expected ERA is at a 5.4. So he's just an absolute gas can waiting to get lit up. Give me the Cubs.
Let's go Cubbies. Okay, next up, I'm looking at Aaron Judge over 1.5 total bases tonight. This is at minus 131. So he averages over this with 2.31 total bases per game this year. We got Mike Minor on the mound. He is a left-handed pitcher, and we do know that Judge is more efficient against righties this season. But against left-handers, he still has 9 home runs and 23 RBIs.
Yeah, I agree. You hit who was it? Kyle Schwarber last week on the total bases. So why would I fade you here? Give me Aaron Judge. The guy's playing out of his mind. He's waiting for a big new contract. Yankees coming off that terrible loss where they blew that big lead late against the Reds. So, yeah, I think Judge, favorite to win the MVP. I think he comes into this game with a hot bat, probably hits one over the wall, and you're cashing that bet.
Let's go. All right, what's your bet for today?
So last week I gave you the Tampa Bay Rays against the Red Sox, and the Rays cashed for us. This week we're going to flip-flop it. We're going to go with the Boston Red Sox over the Tampa Bay Rays. Shane McClanahan pitching for the Rays, absolute stud. If there's anything, you know, you want to take anything about his game and dissect it, it's his expected ERA is a little bit higher than his actual ERA. So maybe he's due for some slight regression. But this is more of a play on the Red Sox. They've been absolutely owning lefties this year. I think they have like a 16-5 record against left-handed pitchers. Rafael Devers expected to play tonight. He's missed the last few games. And just looking at how these teams play, right? The Red Sox, they lost the first series. Then they take those first two games against the Rays last series and it ends up being a split. So I think the Red Sox are going to come into this game hungry to get a W, very motivated coming off two bad losses yesterday. They had an error which ended up costing them the game. So Red Sox, I think they're like plus 155 right now. Huge plus money price. So, yeah, I love the Red Sox in this spot.
All right, tonight. I'm riding with you on this one. You were right about the Red Sox in our group chat, so why would I fade you here? Kenny, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You can catch him every single Wednesday right here on Moxie Betts. You can also follow him at Kenny Betts Big on Twitter and on Instagram. And please also hit me up on Twitter at Katie Mox with any questions that you have, and you could end up in the Moxie mailbag. This has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We'll see you Friday.